Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. We will be joined by Dan Miller, play-by-play voice of the Detroit Lions. He'll be on the call for Commanders Lions this weekend. 8:25 is when he'll be on with us, so keep listening to hear from Dan. I wanted to get into, do you think hiring Coach Prime is a good or bad decision for the Dallas Cowboys? Mike McCarthy is out. He's out on the circuit. Probably will get snapped up in this coaching carousel. If not this one, most likely the next offseason. But is Coach Prime a good fit for the Dallas Cowboys? Would you hire him? Or do you think it's a bad decision? Do you think it's too out of the box? Wouldn't work, him jumping from college to the pros? 800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener lines.
I think he has as good a chance as anybody to be successful. If you look at just a couple of years ago, I'm looking at some of the hires. I don't want, you know, D'Amico Ryans was hired by the Houston Texans. So far, so good, right?
He's won two playoff games.
Mm-hmm. Frank Reich was hired by Carolina. He didn't even last a season.
Awful.
The Broncos hired Sean Payton. That seems to be a good hire. Colts hired Shane Steichen. You don't know. I mean, a lot of it's quarterback dependent, right? They also have drafted Anthony Richardson or trying to go with him. Cardinals hired Jonathan Gannon.
Mm-hmm.
Meh.
And again, it's almost exclusively tied to how good your quarterback is. Like, if Coach Prime comes in, takes over the Dallas job, if Dak gets back to being a guy who throws for 35 touchdowns and plays in 15 games and leads a high-scoring offense, he's going to have a chance. But if Dak can't come back from his injury and they don't upgrade the talent around him, he's going to struggle.
I think Coach Prime deserves a chance. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. So I went back a year before that. In 2022, here are the nine guys who were hired. And why wouldn't you hire Coach Prime in retrospect over guys like Dennis Allen, been a dud everywhere. Like, I get it. Cakes is like he has no NFL coaching experience. I understand that. But a lot of these guys have a lot of NFL coaching experience, and then they're duds. Well, Dennis Allen, Brian Daboll. All right. He's surviving. He had one good season. Matt Eberflus.
Sad.
Nathaniel Hackett. I mean, think about the hires that year.
Yeah.
All right. And Mike McDaniel's been okay in Miami. Josh McDaniels was hired that year. By the Raiders. Kevin O'Connell, he's been good. And Doug Peterson. I mean, think about that. That's just a couple years ago, 2022 NFL season, they hire nine coaches, and Kevin O'Connell's been a success. And I guess you could say Mike McDaniel's been a success.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them?
And those guys?
Losers, and most of them fired.
Most of those guys were coordinators.
Yeah, so.
And they'd been in the league a while.
To me, you know, years and years ago when Mike Tomlin was hired, that was an out-of-the-box thing because he wasn't expected. I think the names at that time, it was like Russ Grimm. Mm-hmm. People thought he was going to be hired. I can't remember who else was the favorite. And they kind of hired Mike Tomlin out of nowhere. And Tomlin's had this successful run. Now, I know he's lost six straight playoff games. But if you watch him on the sideline, he's a delegator, right? He's got an offense coordinator, he's got a defensive coordinator, and then he runs the show. He sets the standard, as he likes to say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why Coach Prime couldn't do that. You can say he doesn't have the NFL coaching experience, but it appears to me that he's a good leader. He had success at Jackson State. He's had success at Colorado. And he could hire quarterback guru, offensive coordinator.
For sure. I agree with pretty much everything you said. And I would throw no previous pro coaching experience out the window because they've hired a million coaches that haven't had that. So that's not a valid excuse on the whole.
Other than it seems like most of those guys, most recently Matt Rhule, end up stinking in the pros for whatever
reason. Well, listen, I would bet against him, but that's more because I just think the way he handles himself, I just don't know if that's going to work at the college level. Some guys are just college coaches, and they're great at the pro level. Some guys are just college coaches, And, you know, their shtick's not going to fly at the next level. Well, I think Urban Meyer's a great example
of that.
Maybe
he changes.
But Dan Campbell's worked.
There was questions on whether or not he was going to be a successful college coach.
100%.
And what he did when Colorado goes to the Big 12 was unbelievable, to go from 4 wins to 9 wins and almost made the conference championship. Now, he had a really good quarterback, his son, and he had the best player in college football, Travis Hunter. But he also improved that roster. So I think he knows football. Just because he hasn't coached in the NFL doesn't mean he doesn't know football. He knows football and he can lead. I think it comes down to the quarterback play, the upper management putting talent on the field, what he can work with. I think he could be successful.
See, the part I'd be worried about if I were Prime is, do I have the infrastructure around me to be successful?
Well, that's also like, critical.
I've got Jerry Jones running the franchise and running. Basically, he's the GM and he's picking the players.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's a great situation if I'm Deion Sanders. Well, I might say, Jerry, thanks for the interest, but I'm going to wait for a better situation.
Well, Mike McCarthy
I agree with Troy Aikman.
McCarthy was winning double digit games. He just wasn't doing anything in the playoffs.
Right. I don't know if it's as coveted a spot as it used to be.
Might not be.
I'm kind of Team Aikman here.
But I would
his comments.
I would think all these teams, not just Dallas, would be interested in Deion Sanders. Like if I'm the Chicago Bears and they've interviewed 100 guys, including Ron Rivera, why wouldn't you interview Deion Sanders? Now, Deion has said he wants to stay in Boulder. He's saying those sort of things.
Mm-hmm. He's just saying.
And again,
what he
to
say.
My point about the coaching experience. He's not dumb. To be as successful as he has been at Jackson State,
well, no one's
the turnaround,
accused him of dumb.
And then he's not dumb. He has Pat Shurmur as his offensive coordinator, a guy who's super experienced.
Right. No one's accused him of being dumb. He's obviously a smart guy. And I'll give him this. Maybe I'm wrong because I don't really care about Colorado. And but I have seen the kids in it. His personal kids seem like pretty grounded kids considering the life they've had. Right? The father they've had. They seem like pretty good kids.
Yeah. I think the quarterback might drive around in a Bentley, but he's also making a ton of money.
No, but when
his
I see
NIL
him being
deal.
Interviewed and stuff, yeah. We can have a Bentley. It's fine.
There's a bunch of them.
It proves my point. He's a pretty grounded kid for having the life that he's had. I don't know.
I'm done doubting the guy. I wasn't a big fan of it when it first started, but he's not a college coach. That's what his specialty was. This is a guy who trusts his players. He lets his guys be who they are. This isn't Urban Meyer who micromanages everything and is a complete hard ass. Deion, they practice hard. They go there. They're loose. They're confident. They have swag. It may not be what a 35-year-old defense alignment likes all the time, but they're going to be ready to play, and he's going to trust his guys, and he's going to believe in them. That goes a long ways. I've doubted the guy. He charms me.
He got criticized for the way he handled going from Jackson State to Colorado, and he went in and said, "Look, you guys won one game. All right, you're a 1-win team. We're changing the roster." Mm-hmm. All right, so your guys.
I didn't love the way he did that.
I know, and that's why he gets criticized.
The way he did
it wasn't diplomatic,
correct.
But look, I agree. Like, he had to upgrade the roster.
He had to.
He knew that.
But
of
that's
course,
why,
you have to upgrade the roster.
And he's got this personality, right? He's Prime. But that's not the way that social media really liked him to do that. But he needed to do that, and it worked.
But I still think you could have done it in a way, maybe it's not as immediate.
That's just his personality. That's not going
to
change.
I know it's his personality, but I mean, guys that work their whole lives to get those scholarships and they just pull them. I mean, that's just, I actually just think it's wrong.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I mean,
but that's
for
why
him, it was fine.
That's why Colorado paid him, you know, $8 million a year.
Yeah.
But Mike McCarthy won 12 games, 3 consecutive years, and went 1-3 in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So you talk about the infrastructure. They had the infrastructure to win 12 games and to win the division twice. You just got to do it in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Deion could do it.
I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work. I think Deion's a good coach, and he knows his X's and O's, and he's a great motivator. But I just don't know how the ancillary stuff is going to work, because most NFL coaches are kind of hush-hush, right? They really don't give you much. They're not that outspoken. And with Deion, it's just he's – feels like he'll say whatever's on his mind. He'll say, you know what, if the offensive line sucks, he'll tell you how much they suck. And if I'm a GM, I don't really know if I want my head coach tossing out blame amongst the team or even the front office.
Yeah, it's more of, honestly, Drab, it's more of that stuff, his the PR approach that he has that I think is going to rub these guys maybe the wrong
way. Like it can work in the college level, but I don't know how it would work in the NFL level.
Like you think
That's where he was molded in the NFL level. That's what he knows. He was in the NFL for 20 years.
No, I know he knows.
He knows
the
how
NFL.
To talk to these guys. He knows how to be a leader in the NFL. He's the greatest cornerback of all time.
I also have said I would probably be in the minority betting against him because the guy's been successful. Everything he's done.
I just think that there's no set personality that works in the NFL. It's wide range. And it ultimately, we all know this, it comes down to wins and losses. So why not him? I'm going through almost every year. Do you know how many losers get hired?
Yeah.
In every cycle.
A lot of retreads
out there. They're just losers. Mm-hmm. I just went through 2022 where 9 guys get hired, and maybe there were 2 guys who were good out of those 9. And the vast majority of them
fired. Come down.
I just went to the year before. Guys like Arthur Smith got hired. And it's like, to me, why not Deion Sanders? Like, do you want to be in the box and play it safe with guys like Brandon Staley?
Oh, you can't hire. He's unhirable.
But those were like the hot coordinators
at
the
time.
It
does come down. But it comes down to what you have on the field. And the staff that you hire.
Yes.
And he could hire a good staff. Whether or not he has the infrastructure,
sure
I don't
staff.
Know. But that infrastructure worked for 3 out of 4 years for Mike McCarthy. So I think that maybe he can make them better.
And this is a critical hire for Jerry.
Maybe look, he can.
He's 82 years old. Like, this might be the last head coach he hires.
Could be.
Right? I mean,
oh,
like,
he's got to be happy to wake up every day.
Is he going to live to 100?
That could be.
He could. Maybe
when you hit
could.
82, you're just happy to see tomorrow.
I mean, this is probably his last head coach hire, so he better get it right.
And there's no guarantee that it'll work, but I would give him a shot. I thought Steve Spurrier was going to be a hit here, though. Okay, I'll admit that. Whatever the opposite of the back patting machine is, I thought Spurrier was going to be a home
guy
run.
That was eccentric, that had his own way of doing things. Mm-hmm. You know, played pro football.
But I also think he didn't really get to run the show, like... By the end,
his point.
Yeah, mm-hmm. By the end, he even punted being the offensive coordinator for like 3 games.
Well,
remember that?
Did we hear stories that like even if it wasn't raining, he would just call off practice so he could go play golf?
Let me ask you this:
He just wasn't ready.
I don't know. I think I know the answer, and the answer is probably his teammates loved him. But like, what's Deion's track record as a teammate? Because he was who he is as a player. Well, he wasn't a me guy.
It seems like the guys that I see on TV.
These guys
that's all I see, like Michael Irvin.
Yeah. But that's like
Emmitt
star
Smith back
culture.
They, yeah, well,
that's star
they all
culture.
Liked him.
Right.
Yeah,
but what is it like when you're on a team with a bunch of offensive linemen and defensive linemen that don't get the glory, you know, but they're hard working, the heart and soul of the team?
I think his teammates probably loved him because he made plays.
My point is this.
He just made plays.
I'd rather hire.
And he helped you win.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather hire Coach Prime, who has a record of success, albeit in college, over these guys, and I'm just lumping them in.
You know,
Brandon Staley's of the world. Yes, the Kellen Moore's of the world. Some of them hit. I mean, we'll see what happens with Ben Johnson if he gets a head coaching job. And largely, it comes down to personnel and if you've got the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But why not? Like, I don't think he's undeserving. Some people seem to believe that he's undeserving of a shot. Well, why is he more undeserving than, you know, name your coordinator who's going to get hired?
Well,
last year, maybe he'll end up being good.
People just look at the coordinators as grinding away for a few years, you know, kind of working their way up the ladder, position coach, coordinator, and then having an opportunity to be head coach. And Prime has been a head coach for, 5 years?
Sure. I think maybe he did some high school stuff before the college.
So that's probably why they mean that. But I agree with you. I think it comes down to who's helping you put players on the field and putting a staff together that can coach them up.
All right, we can get to some of your calls when we do the Blitz. After, we're joined by Dan Miller, the play-by-play voice of the Detroit Lions. He'll be on the call for Lions Commanders divisional round of the playoffs Saturday night. He's going to join us at 8:25 here on The Fan.